finish it. It ends with a comma, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And when we understand from 1 John chapter 4 what the love of God includes, we understand that He's telling us about the two keys I talked about of stirring up the seed. See, when the seed of God is stirred up in our lives through praying in the Holy Ghost, and it keeps us on the most holy faith and keeps us in love, it builds us on the most holy faith. And how important it is to pray and to stir ourselves to meditate on God's Word, which is why I advise that the person to do it. And sometime later, I received his third letter for Indonesia, and he said he has overcome a sin that has disturbed him for about 6 years, because no one told him to pray in tongues right on the spot and to meditate on God's Word. And as he prayed in tongues and meditate on God's Word, there's something of a force of on the inside where we tap upon the seed that is like God, that needs to be nourished. Do you notice in verse 20 of the book of Jude, it did not say that you build up your faith? You don't build up your faith to praying in tongues. It says you build up yourselves on your faith. It's a different thing. See, faith doesn't come by praying in tongues. Praying in tongues edify us. And as we are edified, we are able to get into the Word. So it's the other direction. See, the Word is there. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. But you are not interested in the Word. So you don't spend time in the Word. But as here you pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, you build yourself. And you build yourself up on your most holy faith, and it draws you here. Because as you pray, something on your inside comes. And this is my experience. Sometimes I do long meditation on God's Word. And as I meditate, sometimes about after an hour, something on my inside wants to burst and pray. And I still have about 2 hours worth of meditation or something for that day. And so I stop and I just let it out. Oh, it just comes up. Oh, Ramaha Sekibriyato. It just, and my spirit just wants to pray. And for about 20 minutes, it was just like heaven. And then it makes me hungry for more of the Word. So I get into the Word some more. And at other times, it is like you pray first. And as you pray and pray, there's something in your inside says, you just need more of the Word. And the more you pray, the more you desire to get into the Word. To eat the Word, to munch something in the Word, to meditate something in the Word. And you draw back into the Word. And so your life is a mixture of that, your daily spiritual life. You mix the Word and the Spirit. And you pray in the Spirit and you meditate on the Word. These two keys, as you build up, it builds the seed of God on your inside until the seed of God comes alive on your inside. And you're able to launch forth into that which God has for your life. Praise God. We must know that we have the life of God. Know that we have the Word of God and are able to ask all things that is in line with the Word, and know that He has given us an understanding in the light of God. Let's pray. Father God, we praise You, we thank You that You continue to establish us upon Your living Word. And tonight, while You're seated wherever You are, I would ask that You put Your hands together. And we're going to pray, especially if there are areas in your life that you're fighting and you're battling. Perhaps it could be a habitual sin or habitual imperfection or character flaw on your inside. And remember this, that's not the real you. Don't ever accept that picture of the person that is imperfect with all its failings is you. That is not you. That is your old nature still there. Because the new nature on your inside is not like that. It's built in the image of Christ. And pray this after me. Say, Father God, thank you for the life in me. Your life is in my spirit. Your anointing is in my spirit. And teaches me all things. I know I have your life in me. And your light has given me an understanding. And I have the seed of God on my inside. So that greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world. And everything I need in my life is as a seed in my inside. And I let the seed of God grow on my inside. Right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rahata da 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 da. Thank you, Jesus. Da 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 Mahatma da da Manche da 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 Manche da da Manche. Rabahatma da da Mahatma da da Manche da da Manche. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, let the seed of God in their lives grow. Even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, saturate them on inside. Keep them in the love of God. And keeping them in the love of God, Lord, in what keeping them the word, in the light, and in your life. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, let your grace, let your life, let your seed grow in them. The seed on their inside that does not sin and cannot sin. Let it grow on their inside. Let it grow to conquer every other area of their old nature. Lord, let their new nature grow in you, O Father God. Let the love of God, the life of God, and the word of God be strong in their life, O God. Oh, everything that they need in their Christian life is on their spirit man. Lord, stir their spirit man up. Stir their spirit man up tonight, Lord. Revive their spirit man. Strengthen their inner man, that Christ may dwell in them, Lord. Strengthen their inner man, Lord, that Christ may dwell in them. Let their hearts burn within them and resonate, Lord, in the presence of God. Lord, let their belly, Lord, be filled with the rivers of the living waters. Eri birianda roma jigi birianda lama di birianda lama barianda loma mama jigi birion bo berahase. Zigi birianda lama jena. Lord, let all their old nature drop off, O Father God. Zigi birianda lama jigi birianda lama hashi jigi birianda lama. Rama jigi birianda loma hosi jigi birianda lama si birianda lama. Oh, rianda lama hashi kalama jigi lama. Let the real and true love nature of agape grow in their life, O God. Lord, let them know that all the power of the universe is placed in their spirit man, in the seed of God. In their inner man's Lord. All their business problems can be solved by that inner man, their anointing within, O God. Oh Lord, there's no problem too hard that their inner man cannot solve, O Father God. Oh, there are many solutions to their life problem and situation, Lord. Oh, Lord, let them know how to tap on the inner man, Lord, on their inside. Lord, those who are not baptized in the Spirit, fill them now with your Spirit. Give them a new tongue, Lord. In Jesus' name, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Right now, He's giving you a new language to pray. Lord, let them move out of believing into knowing, O God. Oh Lord, let them move out of believing into knowing, Lord. That they not just only try to believe and try to believe and try to believe, but they will know, O God, that it's going to happen. They will know, O God, the miracles that will happen. They will know, O God, those things that you have for them. Rama ziki brianda la mahasi ki brianda la mahasi ki brianda omos. Vizi vazaha zoho ramash. Rumo liki be ziki brianda la mo. Ho ra. Ho la. Ho, the chains of darkness are broken in your life. Every curse is broken in your life that you never thought was broken. The blood of Jesus set you free from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and from the presence of sin. Ikamarianda lamadi kibrianda lamati kibrianda lamahasa baliyanda lamash. Koramati kibrianda lamvasi priya tiviti kibiri kibiri kama. Muziki masi kibrianda lamash. Ramali kibrianda lamahasi kibrianda lamash. Lord, let the chains fall off now. Imirianda lamati kibrianda lamash. The chains are falling off from many of you. Lord, let the blood cleanse them, Lord. Oh, Lord, let them be set free. Let every single one here tonight be set free from condemnation for the rest of their lives, Lord. Condemnation will never come back upon them. Guilt will not come back upon them, O God. Remove and dig out every residue of guilt in their life. Oh Lord, let love, Lord, the love of God, the deep love of God, feel them. Let all fear disappear, Lord, and flee, O God, as perfect love come into their heart. Let their nature so be transformed, O God. Let their old man be so removed and crucified. And let their mind be so renewed and transformed, O God. Like a new man, O God. Like a new man, Lord, come into their heart and mind. A new heart and a new mind, Lord. Transform mind you give to each one, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yea, my people would know those things that I place on their inner man. Oh, that they would know the riches or the treasures or the inheritance I have given unto them. All those things are my power. All those things are my glory. All my wisdom and my might I have placed inside you. Oh, that you would know the riches of the glory among the Gentiles. The mystery that was hidden from all ages, but now revealed in our times. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus in us, in our spirits. Oh, yea, saith the Lord, it is in your spirits that I place the fullness of the purity of my church. And I will cause you to rise on the inside. And you shall rise on your inside. And as your inner man rises, as your inside rises up unto me, everything of your outward man will fall to pieces. And you will find a new garment coming upon you, a new clothing from on high, even the clothing of power from on high, and of the garment of praise, and of the robes of righteousness that I have clothed you with, that you may walk in my domain and in my authority, in a kingdom which I have set on this earth. And I will cause you to go forth in my word and in my spirit, that you may walk in every place where your foot step on shall be yours, serve the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us rise together. Something deep has taken place in your hearts tonight, in your spirits. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Christ in me be glorified. Christ in me be lifted up. Your love be known. Let your grace be shown. Christ be glorified. Christ in me be glorified. Be glorified. Christ in me. Christ in me be lifted up. Be lifted up. Let your grace be known. Let your grace be known. Let your love be shown. Christ be glorified. Let your grace be known. Let your love be shown. Christ be glorified. One last time. Christ in me be glorified. Christ in me be lifted up. Let your love shown. Let your love be shown. Christ be glorified. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mercy of the Almighty, be upon your lives, even as the book of Colossians says, that the mystery of Christ among the Gentiles, hidden even in the ages of old, but now revealed, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And may that glory of God on your inner man rise up, and may it cause you to prosper in all that you set your hand unto, and cause goodness and mercy to abound upon your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap offering. God bless you. Amen.